Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, live-ish from our studios in Marylebone, London. Coming up on this week's show, landing in a field near you, communications of the near field sort, Google Wallet and Orange Quick Tap launch either side of the Atlantic in the same week. Wallet catch on. I think we should just end it there. The Daily Mail blasts Modern Warfare 3 as an ultra-violent computer game. You just can't buy publicity like that. But has it gone too far with depictions of attacks on the London Tube? The Galaxy S2 heads straight for the top of the charts. LA Noire does the same in the gaming charts, and it's getting serious in the T3 Awards. Find out how you can vote for the winners. All that, and no charge to the taxpayer, bar the cleanup costs and the hospital bills. Joining me in this tech foray, as ever, it's the lovely Ree Morgan and the man who don't like cricket. No, he love it. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I hate that song.
Yeah.
Just go on record as saying that. 10cc.
There we are.
That's how much talent they had.
It's a classic.
That. Do you know why 10cc was called 10cc?
No, this is a good fact.
Because, well, actually, weirdly enough, their manager for a while was Jonathan King.
Right.
He's not on telly as much as he used to be, but one of his many talents is managing musical acts. And he discovered and suggested to them they call themselves 10cc because the average size of a male...
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Issuance.
Say no more.
Is 9cc, supposedly.
Right. Or 5 milliliters.
I'm talking about semen.
Oh, right.
Just okay, in case anyone...
I was like, centimetres? I thought I was member.
Yeah, no, apparently that's why. I don't know, 10cc seems like a lot, actually, now thinking about it. I wish I'd never brought this up.
No, let's just move on.
Well, that's what we got wrong in the podcast sorting for next week, anyway.
Is that a lot of semen or what?
Yeah, come on.
Write in and let us know.
Dunk, notable absence last week. Terrible lack of semen jokes. What have you been doing this last fortnight?
Well, I was on some proper radio type things. I was on the World Service and the Today programme, hobnobbing with John Humphries and the like. Yeah,
why?
He's not as good as you, obviously.
Obviously.
Why? Because I'm like...
He's Duncan Bell.
Well-regarded, highly respected.
Aside from the fact, what was the story?
Oh, well, this was a couple of weeks ago, so it was PS3, of course. And I discovered, to my considerable shock... That people at the BBC don't really seem to know a lot about gadgets and
sadly,
technology and gaming.
Yeah.
Especially on the Today program.
Unless your name is...
Sonny. They kept on saying Sonny.
Did they?
Now, unless I'm making another Seaman-style mistake, nobody outside of my granddad pronounces Sonny anymore. But they did. The BBC is supposed to get everything right, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're supposed to. And then I got to the World Service shortly after... And do you know what their first question was? This wasn't on air, to be fair, but the first thing she said as I came in was, so what is a PlayStation?
Oh, dear.
So it made me realise, well, in a way...
Oh, God.
Well, I thought maybe we live in a little sort of ghetto.
Well, they only
assume
have,
everybody knows.
No, yeah. The BBC, it has Click, so it's got that. That's its one programme that goes out on News Channel. It's got Rory Ketherin-Jones, its one technology correspondent.
Yes.
And it's got Dan, what's his name, who's Radio 1's technology reporter.
Well, I know what you mean, but
that's
I think
it.
It's not like they need to have more
people to come in who are experts, don't they? They don't
that's why they have Duncan.
Yeah.
People like me.
Yeah.
No, I know, but you'd think...
Expert in the field.
I'd have thought most people in this country would be up to speed with what a PlayStation is.
Yeah, by this point. Or even just Google it.
We are talking about the World Service.
Why didn't she just Google it?
Well,
she doesn't know what Google is.
There we are, yeah.
I love that we're slagging somebody off for not doing enough research.
Imagine stepping in front of a microphone without knowing your facts first, honestly. Anyways, right, on to our top story, and what a week it's been for mobile payments.
Oh, it's been a roller coaster.
Not often we have call for that phrase. Not one, but two major...
Will it get better? Will it get even better?
You can't just reuse the same pun.
No, you're right.
One but two major announcements. One here and one slightly bigger one on the other side of the Atlantic. Yes, here, Orange and Barclaycard have launched QuickTap, the easy way to pay for things under £15. While in the States, Google has launched Google Wallet, the easy way to pay for anything. Both use mobile phones and both involve near-field communications. Goodbye Wallet, we'll take it from here, is what Google says. Are they right?
They've got one problem, which is PayPal is suing them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I hadn't heard about this. I've been out of the loop on this one. So what's going on?
Because it's
going
to be like a PayPal-style system, isn't it?
Well, no, it's worse than that. Oh. It's you know how, like, usually, you know, everybody sues everybody in the tech world. Mm. And normally it's over something quite dry to do with patents that nobody understands. Mm. Well, this is personal, we're really pissed off. They're basically saying that Google had poached a load of their staff.
Ah.
Emptied their brains using their brain emptying machine,
yeah,
and therefore gained an advantage to get this to market before PayPal's thing.
But isn't this just normal tactics? You poach other people's stuff.
My first thought was,
it's not illegal, is
that's
it?
That's called doing business. Yeah. Hmm. Tough shit, PayPal. But PayPal are going to court because apparently it's some sort of breach of contract type thing. Like the people who moved
the people.
You're not allowed to poach them. You're not allowed to, like, at work. You have to do it, like, out. Like, not to their work.
You can't be
seen to be poaching.
No, but you sort of can and you can't, because apparently, I guess it's really confusing at this point, but like some sort of executive moved from eBay/PayPal to Google, and apparently the terms of the severance were that she was not to hire anybody else from PayPal.
Yeah, well, that's...
They did.
Okay, so it's a contractual thing.
I don't think PayPal...
Someone's broken a contract.
Much
is what
of
PayPal
a leg to stand on, to be honest. But they seem frightfully upset about it.
Oh, there we are. Oh, dear.
That's terrible. But
what was the original question?
Anyway, let's tuck that to one side.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, Google say goodbye wallet, we'll take it from here. Are they right?
I don't know. Well, first of all... Is it going to be on all Android phones? I was under the impression it was just going to be on the Nexus, was the phone.
No, it's going to be on... It will eventually be on all phones with near-field communications.
Yeah, but Google say that. Soon it'll be on all phones.
Yeah, it's
all other phone manufacturers might have some sort of thoughts about that.
Well, I suppose Samsung have already got NFC on...
Yeah,
the way
they were at the press conference, they were saying it relies on a very specific chip. So I'm guessing you will need to build your phone to work with Google Payments.
Yeah.
Unless you've already put this specific chip in there.
Well, it's quite common in the Far East already, isn't it? This sort of thing. Not the exact thing that Google is launching.
Mm.
I don't know. I just think, why do I need this?
Mm.
That's always my first thought of everything, really, as you've probably noticed over the weeks and months. But
well,
I've got a wallet.
Okay, here in my
pockets. I've got cards.
Yeah.
I have three things. I have my keys, I have my wallet, and I have my phone. Now, there is no reason why all those functions couldn't purely be done with my phone.
No, but, I agree with that, but is that a good thing? Why is that intrinsically a good thing?
Yeah, then I don't have to have three things.
And then
in my
also,
pocket.
What about, surely you're going to have your wallet for things that you need cash for? You have to have some things you need cash for.
Yeah,
you'd have to wallet
eventually
anyway.
Everywhere will have this. That's, won't they?
Okay. I've got
and in the same way that at the moment, some places, some dodgy market stalls don't accept cards, you use cash. So, you'll have some cash. And
so you'd have your wallet.
But my wallet really only carries my cards, and my cash is floating around in my pockets, if anyone cares to pick my pocket.
Yeah, no, but there's two things there, isn't there? Which is, like, firstly, my wallet doesn't run on batteries.
Mm. Okay, that's a good one.
Secondly, what's so inconvenient about carrying a wallet? And then I suppose also thirdly, if I was trying to get three things to make myself sound more impressive,
yes,
that means if you lose your phone, you've just lost everything.
Well, that's true, but then if you lose your wallet, you lose everything. But okay,
no, if you lose your wallet... You've lost the things that are in your wallet.
Yes.
You've still got your phone.
Yeah, but
the battery thing seems like a problem to me.
Yeah, okay, that's valid, I guess. This is a good...
Well, thanks,
I think,
Dan.
It's big
of you.
I'll accept that single point. No, I think what Google is trying to say is it does more than just a wallet does. So here we are. VP of Commerce at Google, Stephanie Telenius.
She's the one named in the lawsuit.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. I think she is, yes.
Well, she was...
I hope so, because I've just libeled her if she isn't. Yes, no, she is.
Should I say something at this point saying, well, we don't know, we haven't had that from her, Duncan?
Well, I'm not saying she's guilty. So, I'm just saying she's mentioned in the lawsuit.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, Stephanie, this is her explaining a typical use of Google Wallet.
I go to the grocery store. It welcomes me. I've given my phone permission to know where I am at. And up pops my shopping list based on what I usually buy at the grocery store. A notification pops up that there's this great apple pie that I love. I can get $1 off of it in aisle 8. And when I check out and I pay, I tap to pay, and automatically all the loyalty rewards that I get for being part of the store's loyalty program are credited on my account. I pay and I get a receipt on my phone.
So the wallet knows where you are. So it brings up your shopping list that you already put in, or your regular things you buy there. It tells you what offers there are that are relevant to you.
Mm.
And when you check out, it stores all your reward points. You don't have to get anything else out. That's quite nifty, isn't it?
It's a clever technology, but I personally would be petrified for really? That to happen. Yeah, if I had my phone and I had
Is this another example of Ree the Luddite?
I'm not a Luddite. I'd be really scared if, like, my phone knew exactly where I was, what aisle my apple pie was in, all the offers, and then I had to pay, and then the receipt. Yeah. It doesn't seem like I have anything. It just seems that everything is on my phone.
The thing is, she says it like that. If I said it in my voice, and with my kind of point of reference, so it's basically, so I go into a shop, straight away my phone's kind of bugging me, irritating the living shit out of me by putting up things saying, do you want to buy this piece of crap?
No, I just want some milk.
You previously had no interest in buying. And then at the end you get your loyalty points. If the store in question has come into a licensing deal with us at Google, because of course at the moment isn't there anything of the bloody sort. She's just saying in the future when we've like when we own the world, all your cards will be on this one thing. It's like, shut it, woman.
I see.
I say to her.
But it is clever. It's clever technology.
Kind of annoying, potentially, I think.
I like this idea. The basic payment thing.
I think
mainly because I'm a minimalist, so I don't want to carry stuff.
Yeah, no, I agree with that in a way. Yeah. And the basic paying for stuff with your phone, okay, that's cool. I don't think that necessarily means the end of wallets and cash and cards and all the rest of it.
No.
But the whole thing of, like, you know, the usual thing of it's tracking your movements, it knows what you buy. I mean, at least with loyalty cards, all they can do is basically, you know, send you stuff in the post every now and then.
Yeah.
The phone is like tracking all your buying habits, and it's receiving messages all the time saying, hey, why don't you buy this? That's overly intrusive for me.
Okay.
And I guess I'm sure you'd be able to turn it off, but then you
have to give permission for it to know where you are and those things.
So. At the moment, this is how it starts. But before you know it.
I see.
I like the idea of offer the day, though. I like that. See? That offer of the day.
No, you're weakening, Ree.
No, one
we
message
must,
I get
we
a
We must
day.
Fight back against.
Fight back against the Google.
Just give in.
It's a lot of buzz phrases, actually, isn't it? Because what she's basically saying, it's going to be Groupon plus loyalty card.
It is, yes. Yeah. It's a lot of
credit cards.
It's a lot of things that already exist that have been put in
one
place.
And I'll tell you what, I think the main reason there's been a lawsuit within seconds of the announcement of this is that all of these people, like Google, everyone who's had this idea, their eyes are pure pound signs at this point. They're basically, if we can own this market, that's it, we own the world.
Yeah, they just want to be the banks, don't they?
We sell advertising.
Phenomenal way
phone,
to make money is to control payments. It's so easy. And if they can get a big slice of this, then it's
can you imagine if you go to the bank, like the Google bank?
Each one of these phones comes with a Google prepaid card, so you can put it. It's launching in the States first. It's launching in San Francisco and New York now as a field test, and it should be launching in the US in the summer, US wide. And what you get is at the moment it's a Citibank card, a MasterCard, but also a Google prepaid card that you can stick money on from any credit or debit card.
I mean, I guess it's funny because, of course, that's very grandiose. It's going to encompass absolutely everything. And then the UK one is kind of for buying stamps and Mars bars with, isn't it?
But you can buy
things up to the value of
Let's outline it's not a rival, is it? It's the effort that we have so far. This is Orange and Barclaycard this week have announced QuickTap. So it's for payments of up to £15, not 37 pence, Duncan.
But that's what a Mars bar costs these days.
That's true.
I don't know if you've been in the future canteen of late.
Users with a Barclay card, a debit card, or an Orange credit card. You see, they're all getting
We've all got those, haven't we?
You can transfer up to £100 onto your QuickTap account. And it is a lot simpler. You just tap the phone.
I've got to be honest, I prefer that. I prefer the good old British. Keep it simple. Pay for bread.
Yeah, this is kind of replacing cash rather than replacing your card, isn't it, really?
Yeah. And I had a go on the O2 wallet. Do you remember that? Years ago. And I had a go, and that was quite good. You just go into the shop, you just tap your phone. Okay, shop assistants in the not so savvy shops were like, what? You want to pay with your what? Like, my phone? I just want to put my phone on
the
thing.
Why are you waving a card at me?
And that was quite handy. It was good.
They hadn't tied it in with like offers or things like that.
No, it was just, you just used it as basically it was your Oyster card and a card that you could pay £10.
Okay. I wonder what retailers get out of that though. I'm always thinking of the little fella. And
it'll be a lower cost to them than processing a card payment, won't it?
Mm. There'll still be a cost, whereas with cash, obviously, there's no cost. Because if you are literally, you know, buying a 50 pence chocolate bar.
Duncan, you say there's no cost with cash, but there is, because they've got to bank it, and that costs money to actually physically get cash to a bank.
Oh, look at you, mister. Yeah. You've
There you are. See?
Read some kind of beginner's guide to it.
If retailers
could get rid of cash, they'd be very happy because they wouldn't have to keep floats. They wouldn't have to bank money.
I had to go to the bank when I worked in a shop.
Exactly.
They didn't have to pay me to do that walk.
They were paying
deathly
you.
Walk yeah. across Swansea.
Quick Pay. We're finding out all scary. Sorts. Quick Pay is going to be in 50,000 stores, including Pret, Eat, and Subway.
What more do you need?
There we are.
So that's of no use to me whatsoever, basically.
But I mean, this is all pointing the way, isn't it? Apple has got to now have near field communications in the next iPhone, surely.
It has to, and they have to have their own payment thing.
Yeah. Tied into iTunes to. And, you know, it'll be Apple Bank and all.
That's the thing, yeah, no, because I've heard it said, and it certainly seems very plausible, doesn't it? That Apple won't go with what everybody else in the world wants to use. They all want to set up their own IE payment. Yeah. It'll be called IE NFC or whatever.
Google, for all their, you know, Google payment cards and signing deals with Citi and all this kind of stuff, it is an open system. So, in theory, any card can be on there, you know, as long as the banks...
And security is a worry with that, though.
I think Apple wouldn't be able to...
On the security front, I think Google still... If just watch the video. It's a really long video. They explain a lot about the security. I think they've kind of nailed it. When I saw it, I was like, yeah, okay. It's secure. As secure Fair as a enough. Card, you know, as anything. Nothing is ultra secure, but they've kind of nailed it, I think. So what are you going to say?
Can you imagine an
I was going to say, well, because Google does have this more sort of open approach, they can put it on a lot more handsets than Apple can. So I can only assume Apple will take their normal approach, which it will be contactless payment only for massively overpriced and pretentious things.
They'll have a deal with like Harrods or something.
Harrods and Apple Store. Yeah. That'll be where you can use it.
Selfridges. If you're like the sort of person who appears on Cribs on MTV or whatever, you can use it to make purchases for that. Or if you're... Who's that twat on Grand Designs? Kevin MacLeod can use it to buy massive glass panels or whatever.
Excellent, excellent. So, okay, near-field communication.
We've poo-pooed it.
Yeah.
As ever.
We completely trust it. This time next year, it's going to be massive.
I think basic idea, fine, but all this stuff of like, it's a great new way to make you buy more shit that you don't need.
And it'll replace your wallet. I'm not having it.
Okay. Well, there is plenty more where that came from. So let me say, here is the news. Step aside, iPhone 4. There's a new top seller in the mobile phone chart. Samsung's dual-core Galaxy S2 has stolen the number one spot in a top 10 dominated by 8 Android handsets.
Wow. In the gaming charts, Rockstar's stunning 40s thriller L.A. Noire has gone straight in at number one, seeing off Rockstar's own Red Dead Redemption, which had to settle for number two in the charts. Mm. Now, after the first installment taking 7 years to complete, the developers are already talking about a Noir franchise and an imminent sequel.
Windows Phone 7 is getting ready to turn Mango. Microsoft's next update of its mobile OS will see multitasking and more than 500 other new features, including full Internet Explorer 9, when it lands this autumn.
But that's not all Microsoft had to say. It also announced that Mango will bring with it the first crop of Nokia Windows phones. Woohoo! Woo! Meanwhile, Nokia has another Symbian offering with a revamped version of the Nokia C7 dubbed Oro, with a Scottish Caledonian leather rear and a case dipped in 18-karat gold, which just goes to show you really can polish a turd. Or can't, actually.
Spotify, well, try it. And Facebook are said to be close to launching a new music streaming service which will allow users to listen to tracks with friends simultaneously and even play tracks through their Facebook homepage. Forbes reckons it could go live in under a fortnight.
Also on the way is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. The trailer went live this week but caused outrage when it depicted scenes of an attack on the London Underground, all a bit too reminiscent of the 7-7 of the Daily Mail, which has blasted the game as ultra-violent and published calls for it to be banned.
Of course, on 7-7 you had heavily armed special forces people
sadly we didn't
rampaging through the that was only the week after with that Brazilian guy.
Daily Mail, they know their readership, that's all I'll say.
Insular, isn't it, because all those games up to this point, you know, they've had kind of recreations of Liam, the producer, just walked in. And I thought he was coming in to say, "This is crap. Can you stop doing it now?"
Well, we all have to evacuate the building.
Yeah, go.
The terrorists.
The Daily Mail are here. You have to leave.
No, he's off now anyway.
I've completely forgotten what I was talking about.
Oh, well, never mind.
Talking about games.
Oh, yeah, well, like everywhere else in the world, you know, they've had recreations of terrible events that have happened there. Nobody bats an eyelid, and then it's something that's on your own doorstep. It's like, oh, this is terrible. This thing that kind of trivialises war, it's actually, you know, it's terrible, isn't it?
See,
they're not very internationalist in their outlook for Daily Mail. That's what I'm saying.
Is that what you're going with?
That's what I'm going
I see.
They're
right.
The world's biggest selling newspaper, though.
No, it's their website is the...
No, their paper is...
Seriously.
Seriously. Because imagine when you go abroad...
It's not even Britain's biggest selling.
All the papers, you see a Daily Mail, honestly.
But that's just
because idiots go on package holidays.
Well. Yeah, Nazism, that was popular as well.
On now to
Dealey Boppers.
I think it's
those
website
things you put on your head.
I think it's website.
Well, I'll check, but I'm pretty sure.
I think it's the website because their website bears no relation to the newspaper. The website just has salacious celebrity stories on.
Yeah.
And whereas the newspaper just has cancer, Princess Di, and stories about modern warfare. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, time to see what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM. Oh, and superfoods as well. Duncan, what have you got?
Well, I'll tell you what I've got, Dan. Nitrum Hex. Mm. Possibly. I might have mispronounced that. Martin Harex. Nice. A great name.
Brilliant.
Harex. Is that really his name?
That's Mr. Harex to you.
It sounds like... What does it sound like? It sounds like a very minor operating system. Yes, I've written this program in Harex. That was a rubbish joke. Can we... Oh, he's gone.
No, he's gone. Can't delete it now.
Okay, just bought July issue of magazine. Know what I'll be reading at lunch. Oh. The July issue of the magazine?
Perhaps.
Could it be, Martin? Could it? Are you bring out an Android tablet version like iPad?
Well, only for English speakers, I'm afraid, Martin.
It's in the works, I think.
We're looking into it.
Yeah, definitely.
Watch this space.
But it's
then.
Just the different size of screens.
Yeah, I don't think people realise what a complete arse it was to bring out the iPad version.
It was.
Yeah,
it is hard work.
What
it's
a
not
monumental
just like
arse
Zinio.
It is to bring out an Android version, which has to go on a
you have to redesign
different types
it
of screens.
All
the
time.
But that's readers for you, isn't it? You know, they just sit home with their arses, demanding this, that,
this
and the other.
This podcast is hard work. Yeah, you know, they just think we just come in here.
Well, that's weeks and weeks of research.
Working on it, I think Martin is the answer.
Yeah.
Re.
Prolific tweeter Shay Eccleston says, the new guy was great, but I miss Duncan too. Aww. None of you should ever be allowed to miss a podcast ever.
Ever.
That's it. We just might as well stay in this room.
We very seldom miss podcasts.
Yes, a few.
Yeah.
Every now and
then.
There's
usually two out of the three in like
two
out of 4 weeks a month.
I'm going to start calling Matt the new guy from now on, I think.
Yeah.
That's his new name.
I told Matt
Hello,
about
Matt,
that
the new guy.
Compliment.
Oh, good. Yeah, that was Matt, the new news editor.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a backhanded compliment, though, isn't it? Because I think what she's really saying there is, he was good, but Duncan is better.
That's true.
That's my reading of that.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure Matt would see it that way, but there we are. Sebastian Haff. This is another interesting one. Searching to see if Ree was on Twitter. Google's number four suggestion for Ree was Ree Morgan Hot. What a compliment, he says.
I think there was a question mark. Maybe he's missing there.
Ree
Morgan Hot, question mark?
Yeah, as in what?
I haven't searched for myself.
Like a Welsh hot or not or something like that.
Yeah.
How hot is
Or
Al
maybe,
Ree?
I don't know. I don't know.
Who knows what it could mean?
I'll have to Google myself. Mm-hmm. What's that called when you Google yourself? Oh, there's a word for it, isn't there? Think,
masturbation.
Right, yeah.
And Andrew Ian Gill, AG112, of course. Just listen to the podcast. It was awesome, as always. Thanks, Ian. Andrew. Ian,
Andrew.
Even.
Andrew, his name is Andrew.
Yes, his name is Andrew. I was just wondering.
There goes a listener.
I was just wondering, what is a good 5.1 speaker set for PC?
Oh,
thanks, Ree, Dan, Dunk.
Well, obviously.
What?
No, go on.
Oh, no. Well,
You've got one, haven't you?
Yeah, well,
Dunk and I are ready. We've got our own suggestions.
Well, I would say, you see, you haven't said how much you want to spend.
Yeah.
And I have a 2.1 setup, which is attached to my Sonos and my PC. It is very nice. And I got the Acoustic Energy iGo M's, which are glorious. And you can pick them up secondhand quite reasonably because no one knows what they are. Although to buy them new, they're quite expensive.
Mm.
But the 5.1 version is the Acoustic Energy iGo T. which are about £400, but you can get them for less than that if you look around.
There we go.
Sounds like a good one.
They are. I mean, they're really wonderful. They're a brand that people don't really know about unless you know your stuff.
Only people like us who are in the know and very knowledgeable.
I would suggest exactly the same. Actually.
Of course. Yes. If you want to just be dull and boring, then get any creative one. They're reasonably good. And cheaper.
I go.
There we are. Yes. I go T. There you go. From Acoustic Energy, or AE, as they're sometimes known in the trade.
For those in the know.
Yeah. So there you go. Splash out on those. Right. What have we got for our gadget of the week?
It's the HTC Sensation.
Okay. I've got my Desire S here. I'm going to put it next to it and see how much bigger it is.
So this is HTC's dual core offering.
It's quite a lot bigger.
1.5 gigahertz, Snapdragon.
Yeah.
4.3 inch.
Right.
Tegra? Has it got a Tegra chip?
Yeah, probably.
Questions, honestly. Don't ask details.
4.3-inch QHD SLCD screen.
Right.
And it's also Gorilla Glass. It's Gorilla Glass, so it's really tough. It's got an 8-megapixel camera, although, it's not that great, the video quality, but...
No, they never are on HTC.
HTC's video phones.
Yeah. Oh, and look, it's got snazzy.
It's got the brand new Sense UI on there. Yeah, they've improved the weather app. Can you believe it?
Oh, I noticed there was a windscreen wiper going across.
Yeah, that's always been on there.
But now you can hold the weather in your hand. So they've improved it, Nexus. So it feels...
I feel very let down.
What else is on there?
It's a unibody as well.
Unibody.
Just like the
digital. Yeah, it's available exclusively on Vodafone to start with.
Yeah. Right, okay. Have you been you've been using this?
I had it. Hannah's been using it, actually. I've had it for a day or so.
It's bloody giant, isn't it?
I mean, it's huge. It's like the Desire HD.
You need a
handbag that came
or
out.
A man bag.
It is huge.
Or very large hands, like I've got.
Yeah, oh God.
Everything's in proportion.
But I liked the curved design of it. I like the curved design of it rather than... Because the Desire HD is quite square.
Yes.
But...
I don't know how you can even talk about HTC handsets. They all look the same.
Okay, and since it's a dual core, battery life...
Actually, it's better. I had it and I played back HD video. I was fiddling with it all day and it lasted the day. I reckon you would have to charge it in the night.
Oh, well, that's fine. As long as it can last the day, I'm happy.
Yeah, I reckon it could last the day. That. Yeah.
Okay. Where's the home button? Oh, there it is. That's a very nice phone.
It is a very, very nice phone, yeah. And videos on there look really great.
Maybe I should have gone for
it. I've got to be honest, although I think it looks too big, and I always think the kind of larger screen phones look too big, it doesn't actually feel too big in my large hands.
Yeah, it's a nice phone. It's a nice design.
Oh my God, now it's huge.
I've got little bits.
His hands just fallen off.
Yeah.
With the sheer weight.
I can't even hold it. Look, my hand's on the table. I can't even lift it up. It's too much.
Okay, so fine for Duncan, not for Reed.
And also, it's got HTC Watch on there, which, although admittedly, it's expensive.
This was the one thing you liked about the flyer.
Yeah. And this is the first phone to have it on there.
Okay.
They are expensive though. Like to
How much is a film on there?
I think it's just like rent a film, $350.
Get away! Get out of here!
Honest.
Can you play it across multiple devices?
Can you DLNA it?
You can DLNA
it,
and it's got this cool this port is HDMI as well. It's like multiple use port.
Okay. So you can hook it up.
Yeah, and it's got DLNA on it.
£350 for a film you can watch on the way home and then plug into your telly.
Yeah.
I would never dream of doing that, to be honest. But it's nice for the sort of people who like to do that sort of thing.
There you are.
That's why I look at it. I mean, you could say that about anything, couldn't you, really?
You could. Google Wallet, for instance.
Yes, or...
All right. What's going on about the wallet?
I sense that you like this.
I do like it, actually. I have now ditched my HTC Desire Z because of the... It was just awful.
Okay.
And this could possibly be
good. I'm also never ever going to buy another phone that isn't unibody. I think it's fabulous. It's actually a phone that with substance, a phone you could bang nails in with.
This one you definitely could with the Gorilla Glass and that.
Yeah, you are. Exactly. I like my phone sturdy.
I think we should all get these.
This
should be the podcast phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen to that.
What about my Desire S?
It's me hitting the glass.
Hell. I'm going to do that with this. It's not as gorilla-y on the Desire.
My iPhone's on charge, so I can't demonstrate the sound that it makes when I tap it.
iPhone. A mate of mine dropped his iPhone from 6 inches, and the screen smashed.
Really?
Yeah. But he must have dropped it on the corner.
Well, obviously on some pressure point or something.
I've dropped it a few times, and I'll tell you what, it makes the most fearful thwack when it hits the ground that makes you think, well, that's the end of that. But it's survived every time so far, touch wood.
Good. Right, thank you. Full review coming?
Full review will be up. There's a video already. Two videos up there, and reviews are going up this next week, probably Tuesday, as it's happened.
Good. Now, the T3 Awards grow ever closer. And once again, we need your input. So what?
Well, they're so close, they're here.
Well, it's not tonight.
Well, the long list is available to vote on.
As in the award night, I meant.
Yeah. We've just bypassed the whole voting system. We didn't feel it worked last year.
So, come on. Explain. What stage are we at with these now?
Okay, well, the long list opened yesterday. So you can now go on and vote all the categories and vote which one is your favourite from the long list, which will then turn into the short list later this year. You can also now, because we had that period where you can nominate gadgets, but now there's now on every category, you can also nominate a wild card. So if you don't like the look of anything in the category, you can nominate
long lists have been put together from people's votes to start with, haven't they?
So they've been put together from a varied things. People that the amount of nominations that a product got, also things you looked at the mag that we've given 5-star reviews. So if it's makes a combination sense. Of things that have put them in
so
there.
So you can take a look at the list, decide what you like from the list. If you don't like any of them, you can add something to it.
You can add something to it.
Excellent.
Exactly.
Has a wild card ever won?
Probably. Because the iPhone always comes in as a wild card, because it's always the new one comes out just after they announce the awards.
That's true.
I think the Desire. The HTC, the original Desire, may also have been a wild card.
Oh, okay.
It's quite a lot,
Hero. I'm sure some sort of HTC.
Because a sensation can't be in the long list unless someone puts it in as a wild card because it came out after we put the long list together.
If you like it, you can put it in. Yeah, I think you're right. I think the Hero people, that was there by popular demand.
It was backed by dope demand.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got new categories this year. Tablet of the Year, Gadget Accessory of the Year.
Tablet of the Year. Well, there was only, last year.
Oh, Gadget Accessory of the
Year. There
was
only one.
So, glamorous.
I know.
All right, I think Tablet of the Year may be a bit more major than Accessory. But.
And but another odd one is the Samsung Galaxy Tab, the original one is in there, not the Tab 2, because it's not available for sale yet.
Ah, so another wildcard opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I can see a lot of wildcarding going on in this awards this year.
Okay. I mean, we kind of, with the...
It's going to be wild.
With the Hot 100.
And Cardi.
With the Hot 100, we kind of nailed our colours to the mast, in terms of what we predicted for the year to be the best gadget, which was the iPad, best tablet.
Hot isn't always best. Oh. No. Except in Ree's case, of course.
Thanks.
When you search for her on Twitter.
Ree Morgan best.
There we are.
Wonder how far down the list that is.
iPad 2 was the hottest tablet in the Hot 100.
It was.
Although it was closely followed by a couple of others, so we will see.
Well remembered, Dan. Yes.
The Zoom was up there, and the Playbook.
The Zoom was the second. Yeah, Playbook was second, Zoom was third.
Well, it'd just be the usual thing, won't it? It'd be like, do people hate Apple more than people who like Apple like their products, kind of thing.
But they're not. You see, the hate Apple vote could be spread. You see, there's so many different contenders now.
I think people who hate Apple will vote more than people who love Apple.
Okay. More importantly, tech personality of the year. Who's up for that?
Dunk.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to wildcard.
That'd be
you.
A good wildcard.
Why isn't Dunk up for it?
Wildcard. Let's start one of those get to number ones.
Okay.
Everyone wildcard Duncan.
Podcast listeners, vote Duncan for tech personality of the year.
Obviously, I did feel a bit, obviously my breasts aren't quite as pert as Gadget Polly's, but, has she really done as much to
rock the vote?
You've been on the Today programme.
I was just on bloody Al Jazeera.
Rock the vote, people. We want Duncan Bell. We at least want him nominated. We need to get him at least wildcarded onto the short list. Okay, let's make that our mission. If he gets on there, we'll take it from there. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, come on, let's make this happen, people.
Okay, Duncan Bell, vote now, all right? We'll get him on there. Right. Anything else we want to fix?
No.
No.
So you can cast your vote and vote for Duncan at t3.com/awards.
All the other categories, you make your mind
up. Just talked over the URL. People don't know where to go now.
Oh, no. So it's DuncanBell.
DuncanBell hot.
There we are.
You can join the Facebook group that I've just
Let's
made
start
up.
A Facebook group.
Duncan Bell for Gadget Personality of the Year.
Let's
get the ball moving.
t3.com/awards.
Okay, t3.com /awards.
I could sidle in and wear, I could wear considerably more stupid glasses than usual and pretend to be Jason Bradbury, couldn't I?
They have to be white. He always has white plastic sunglasses.
Plastic sunglasses, right? We can arrange that.
Not sunglasses, normal glasses. Normal glasses.
The funniest thing I ever heard anybody say about tech was when Jason Bradbury says, 3D is never going to catch on because in order to use 3D, you have to wear glasses that make you look like an idiot.
Wow.
That's that's not the most unself-aware thing anybody's ever said.
Brilliant. Right. We shouldn't even be mentioning his name, really, actually. No. Just Duncan Bell.
Duncan Bell.
That's the only gadget personality you need to know about. That is about all for this week, Duncan Bell. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad.
Featuring Duncan Bell.
On iTunes.
Vote for me.
Every Friday.
Vote for me.
Till next week, then. I've been Duncan Bell, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.